Hello?
Hello?
Oh, Ella, hi.
Hi, Regina. How are you doing?
Okay. I'm doing, Ella. I'm doing.
So we had a call scheduled. I'm so sorry for not responding to your email yet. I just got back to my seat. I had a really long day. And I wanted to let you know I was reviewing your email, and the editor is not available today. Is it a possibility if you really want to speak to the editor, we can get the call scheduled tomorrow? But if you don't mind telling me the revisions, then we can have the call today.
Well, there's quite a few revisions. It's not okay. They're not revisions to the words. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking about the one that you sent to me, I believe was the last one. Hold on. I know you're very tired. It's best to do when you're not so tired. This was the one on the April 25 you sent to me.
Okay.
That's the last one I see. Okay. It is not the words. Okay. It is consistency
mm-hmm.
of things.
Okay.
And I do believe it may be best, yes, to spend time with the editor. Like I said, it's not the words. It's just this consistency or lack of. And maybe it's just because we're still not in the final version. I don't know. But it has nothing to do with the words. The words are perfect. We cannot do it anymore. It's just from the inconsistencies, and I what I did was I went through it and I highlighted it. You know what? Let me look at it. Okay. Okay. Maybe what I can do is I can send my comments on this version to you.
Okay.
And then I would like to speak. Okay. It's like I was saying, I'm assuming that this was still in the editing. I believe we're beyond editing words, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That the words are perfect. It's now the critiques of, like I say, but maybe it was still in the draft mode. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So in that regard, speaking to the editor would be really ideal because I made comments on this. So, yeah, I would like to speak with the editor. So then once I speak with the editor, and then we get it into just a final version of it, a clear.
I understand what you mean.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We're definitely trying to move forward. Because, in fact, today I was talking to the bank to set up an account.
Mm-hmm.
And I also noticed what happened was I had some white paper in my printer, and then I had some paper that was an off white, more like in a beige tone.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to speak to the editor because when I printed it, half of it, the half in this different color, the words were more appealing, more eye appealing than in plain white paper.
Yeah, I completely agree with you.
Yes, it's beautiful. It is. It's just some little critiques. Because of the background I have, I am a fanatic. And like I say, I'm going to say it's because we were still in the editing mode and not in the production.
Mm-hmm.
So then I would like to, if we could speak to the editor, that would have to be Oh, no, not tomorrow. No, yes, Saturday. Yeah, tomorrow night would be good.
What time?
Well, what time? Are you talking about a man or a woman?
Sorry?
The editor. Is it a man or what's the person's name?
The person's name is Steve.
Steve.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, Steve lives on the West Coast?
Steve is with us in the office. We're based in New York. We follow the EST time zone.
Oh, he's in New York.
Sorry?
Oh, wow. I said Steve works out of New York City.
Yeah.
Oh, so we're in the time zone.
Same time zone, right?
Yep, same time zone.
Yeah.
So, what time in the afternoon? I have a one. It has to be, is 4 o'clock Christmas Eve? Our time?
4 o'clock?
Yes.
How about I get it confirmed with him as well so that I can also confirm his availability and get back to you?
Good. Yeah. You know, and if tomorrow doesn't work for him, then we can do Monday. But tomorrow it would have to be definitely. I have some prior appointments already, so that's why. So 4 o'clock would work good. If not Monday the 15th, and just give me a time.
I will definitely do that. Don't worry about it. And as soon as Steve comes and I get it confirmed, so I will let you know, and hoping that you guys get to speak tomorrow.
And it's not the worst. It is not. It's just some cosmetic things that it's who I am.
Yeah.
And like I said, it could be just because we were still editing. We weren't in the fine. There's no more words to be edited. There isn't. I have not done any more. And from what I'm understanding, looking at what you sent me, I'm sure he did whatever he has to do. So it's just some cosmetic things that I just would like to talk to him about. That's all.
Sure. Don't worry about it. I will get the call scheduled.
I trust you, Ella. I do not worry. And then I believe we'll be really good to go.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. Okay. So is there anything else, Virginia, I could do for you?
Oh, Ella, did I tell you I had to put my husband into an assisted living?
I'm sorry?
I had to put my husband into an assisted living.
Oh.
Yeah.
So how's it going for you both?
Well, I believe I made a good choice. He's happy where he is. It's much better for him.
Yeah, absolutely.
I only put him in last Friday, so this week was a challenging week.
Yeah.
It had to be. It had to be done.
Yeah.
So
stay strong, and you know, God is with us, and we will see bright days as well.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to have that other paper in the printer because boy, does it look much better in this. It's like a soft. No.
Yeah.
You know what? It kind of complements the cover because the cover has that the sunflower.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not yellow, but it's a very soft, maybe a beige. I don't know, but it really is outstanding.
Okay. I will get the cream paper done.
So then you let me know about Steve either tomorrow at 4 or next Monday. I am completely open. So whatever is good for him, let me know.
Okay. I will definitely inform you. All right?
Okay, good. Thank you very much. Okay.
Take care. Bye.
You too. Okay, bye-bye.